This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Lovers, how are you doing? Still your main babe, me doing your main love doctor. And of course, you are listening to me on the Do Spray First Pan-African Radio. I hope you're all doing well, huh? I hope you're doing great. How was the fasting? To our lovers, our Muslim lovers out there, I say happy Eid to you all. And shout out to my listeners, our listeners all together, our supporters, our sponsors, and all our Do Spray lovers. We say we love you so much. We say thank you for everything and we'll always be grateful. So now, wonderful people, let's flash back to the previous conversation on the show, which was marriage relationship. But if you missed it, like if you missed any of my episode, I already told you that I got you on that. So you can always, always retrieve them back on our YouTube channel at Do The Spray. So no worries, I got you. So well, we're still on married relationship. You know, that topic is just too wide, it's too broad, it's deep, it's large, just for me to like end it there last time. So there's more to look into and I'll continue from where I stopped from. But before that, let's go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You love me.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Welcome back. So let's continue on our previous topic. So yeah, let's start from here today. Have you ever seen like couples, old couples that have been married for like 20 years and above, and they still play their lovey-dovey and they're still together and their bond is still there, they still love each other? Do you know, like, or you even have them as your grannies, maybe when you want to go out with your grandpa or your grandma, you know how they do their things? As in, aren't you curious to know how they still stick together with all those, with all this time, with whatever they, it is that they went through, and they're still together? It's not like nowadays that we even have 2 years marriage that they want to divorce to, like 2 years. And all those our grannies, they still go through all this thing. Are you going to tell me that they don't face anything in their husband's house, or maybe they don't face any challenges at all? Of course there's challenges, but I am always very curious that how did they do it to that extent that they still stick together and their bond is still very strong to that age? You know, they even play love. Like, have you ever seen some that they, in public, that they hold each other's hands and they want to go out and all that? You know, I feel like wow, love is actually beautiful. You just need to choose the right person for you. That's all. Like, love is beautiful. You know, don't be deceived. Love is a wonderful thing. It's a really, really wonderful thing, because I am really curious. I am always like, how did they do it? Like, and they are still together. They will have grandkids coming to say hello, 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 hello to them. Of course, they will face challenges from kids, societies, you know, even in the family. And yet, they still stick together and their love still keeps growing. I mean, it's really wonderful whenever I see them together. I'm always like, wow, this is so good. Whenever I see old couples together. But I think nowadays, what is really the problem is that some people make mistake. Like, they mistake affection for love, I guess. And I think it might also be reasons for some relationship that doesn't work out these days. You know, when you mistake affection for love, then there will surely be problem with the relationship. But let me tell you this, no matter how you and your spouse, no matter how or no matter where you guys met or anyhow you guys become couples, I just want you to know that just be sure that the union is destined to be your at last love. I just need to be sure of the person you're choosing as your life partner. You don't just choose anyhow person, you know. You don't just choose people, or you don't just choose your spouse because, oh, he's handsome, oh, she's beautiful, oh, she's well-shaped, oh, it's tall and this. You don't choose from that. You just choose from mindset. I mean, you just choose the person that you know that, okay, we understand each other better and we can always get through things together. Just be sure of the kind of person you want to spend the rest of your life. You just choose anyhow, like just like that, or proud because your friend or anything. Don't be under pressure when it comes to choosing your life partner, okay? You know, they carry last for marriages. They know the right date, though. I mean, they know the right anything, like say, now this person first come, this person first come. No, there's no record of, oh, now me first marry. Mm-mm. There's nothing like that. So nobody's pressurizing you, and don't put yourself under pressure when it comes to you getting married. This is a lifetime thing, and you need to be sure the kind of person or the kind of spouse you're going to be choosing for yourself. So let's continue. But before that, can I just throw up a question and we can continue? My question for today, the question for the day is that, what can you do to help ensure your relationship stays strong and happy even through the rough stuff? That's the question for the day. I would love to read them out on the next show. So let's go into the main one for today's topic for this conversation. But before diving into that, let's go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Again, if you are just joining, you are on Dudu Spray FM, first and only Pan African Radio with me, Dun, on Lovers Night Show, and we are on married relationship. And before the break, I throw the question that, what can you do to help ensure your relationship stays strong and happy even through the rough stuff? That's even through the hard time, you know. Like, what can you do to keep your relationship strong and happy? Yeah, so let's dive into today's main topic on the married relationship. And guess what? Today's topic is going to be very amazing. That's appreciation. 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 Yeah, that's what we are going to be discussing today. Appreciation. How do you appreciate your wife? How do you appreciate your husband? Or don't you even do it at all? You feel like, oh, it's my husband, he's my wife, it's a duty, it is a responsibility. Well, I gotta tell you, if you're not doing it before, I think you should add it to the things you start doing to your spouse, because appreciation in marriage is as necessary as expressing love. So if there's no appreciation in your relationship, then there's a problem, because it can prove disastrous for your relationship. Trust me, appreciation goes a very long way, even more than you think. It really helps. So start appreciating, learn how to appreciate your spouse, learn how to appreciate them. Appreciate every little effort that they do, every little one. Do you know that no one would want their partner to feel taken for granted and lose the passion? I know you wouldn't want that, right? You wouldn't want your partner to feel like you're taking her for granted and you want to make them lose passion of having you. No, when they feel that way, they should know there's a problem. So for you not to make them feel that way, learn how to appreciate your spouse. Let's focus on what they are doing. Let's understand their contribution, the relationship. In any way you can, try to listen to them. Be appreciative. Make them feel special. Make them feel loved. Appreciation goes a long way, I'm telling you. Like, intentionally, say it out loud. Say it more often. Praise your spouse to your kids. Praise them in front of your kids. Take your partner on a romantic date. When I mean say it out loud, express to them how blessed or how lucky you are to have them in your life. You know, when, like, maybe you can just surprise them with a gift. You can just come in one day, "Oh, babe, I saw this and I like it. I think it will be your size." And I said, "Let me just get it for you." And you that they bought something for as a surprise, don't be like, "Oh, I know I don't like this color. Oh, and you know that I'm not sure why I buy. How is it like this? I don't like it. This and that." Don't be like that. If they gift you something, you learn to appreciate, even if it's not the kind of color you like. It encourages the person to do more better. You can just go like, "Oh, I love it. It's very nice. You like it? Oh, I'm going to wear it for you. Don't worry. But if you want to buy next time, please just buy Susu color. This color is very nice. As far as it's you that chooses, I love it too. But make sure that next time if you want to buy something like this for me, maybe my best color is so. So that next time when you want to buy, please make it in so color. It should be more better, don't you think?" And of course, you would be like, "Okay, no problem. He has already noted it. Don't worry. He has already noted it like that." And you that you bought something for someone, make them feel like you really buy it to, like, praise them and make them understand that you love them and you appreciate every little effort that they're doing, they're showing in the relationship. You can praise them in front, you can praise your spouse in front of your kids. Oh, when the kids are there, and be like, "Oh, my darling wife. Oh, my darling husband. See your daddy. I am so blessed to have him. Hey, your dad, he did this, he did that." You know, it really helps. Even your dad, even the father or the husband, his head will be like, "Oh my God, see my wife, God." You know, praise them in front of the kids. Praise your spouse in front of the kids. Take your spouse out on a date. Don't say because you have kids now, you can't go out. Who says that? Nobody. Like, he's your husband. She is your wife. And you can always go out on a date anytime, any day. Even if she's pregnant, you can still go out on a date. You can still surprise her. You know, just make them feel loved, because appreciation really helps. One of the, like, important keys in the relationship, in marriage especially, it really helps and makes things stronger. Like, even it goes very long way, more than you think. It's another romantic way of expressing love in a relationship. So please, let's learn how to be appreciative. You know, you can just look at her one day and be like, "Oh, and I married this wonderful, beautiful wife of mine. Oh God, I'm blessed to have this woman. I'm blessed to have you, honey. Are you going out like this? Oh, please don't go out. You're looking beautiful. Hi, God. He gave me this wonderful man. Hi, I'm blessed." You can just appreciate them with your words, you know, your sweet words. They'll be like, and they'll make them start blushing and make them feel special. You know what I mean? Be grateful. Be grateful to them. Make them feel special, because they really, really deserve it. They really, really deserve it. Do you even know that appreciation leads to forgiveness? Like, you know, when you offend your spouse and you really offend her, and she has been keeping that grudge into, like, within herself, inside herself for, like, years. And fortunately for you, maybe one day you just appreciate. It's not like you've not been appreciating her but it has not been at her own right time that she wants to spit the she wants to spit it out. And maybe one day you really appreciated her and you feel like, oh, she's really happy. That's, I'm telling you how appreciation can actually work in your marriage, I mean in your relationship. You know, she's angry. She has been putting that in herself for a long time. And that day it happens that the way you really appreciated her, she feel really loved and she feel special and she just feel like, okay, let me just say this thing. And she just like, maybe where you're appreciating that, oh, I bought this thing for you. You know, and what would I do without you, honey? What would I do this? What would I do this? I can't leave you. Me and you. And to death do us apart. And you're appreciating her and you're saying all those sweet, sweet words and she's still feeling all those things and she feel like, you know, it might happen that she just be like, why am I keeping grudges to my husband? Why am I keeping grudges of my man? I mean, let me just play it out and tell him what he did was wrong. And she just like, fortunately, she just like spit it out like, do you know that day you did this, you did that, you did that? Oh my God, are you keeping this inside of you? That's that day, and I've been doing like, Do you see how appreciation can actually work when you appreciate your man or your woman? It can happen to the other gender, the man that is the woman that actually offends husband, and the way you appreciate, maybe you just cook his favorite food and you tell him, honey, I cook your favorite thing. And he saw it and he liked it and you were even telling him, oh, how's work today? I hope it went well. And you were all seeing all the sweet, sweet one. I'm like, what is going on today? And I'm just like, I'm really grateful to God that I have in my life, that I did not lose you to another woman. And thank God that you are my husband. I'm just grateful. And you're like, oh, you that you are grateful now. You that you did so, so, so thing for me that day. That I was just looking at you. Oh, honey, I'm really sorry. I don't know. That is how appreciation can work. Like, it's worked majestically in the relationship. And people don't even count it. Some will say, oh, it is responsibility. It's our responsibility. She has to do it. He has to do it. Of course, yes, they will do it. But even for them to do more, you need to, like, appreciate them. Even, like, nobody that will do something, like no one will actually do something help and you're not being appreciative and the person actually do the same thing, like they want to help again. No, so appreciation goes a long way. So learn to appreciate, make them feel really better, it makes them feel loved and important. So learn to appreciate, you know. Appreciation can soften the heart. It brings the in-depth of what is in the heart. So you see, it has to do with heart. So love has to do with heart. Appreciation has to do with heart too. It's helped soften the heart. Like, just learn how to appreciate your spouse. Make them feel loved. Seriously. If you're not doing it before, start doing it. And trust me, thank me later, because I know you will surely thank me later. So be appreciative. Before we continue, let's go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I know you're enjoying today's conversation, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Calling me the sugar where they your tea, calling me the honey where they your bee. Anything you tell me, I dey believe. Showing me around like I lost my way, telling all your friends and I me be bae. Baby, see me, I don't dey believe. Tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, make I know now. If you don't love me, tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, oh, make I know now. If you don't love me, make you not talk, say love me, oh, hey. If you don't need me, oh, oh, no when they talk, say you need me, oh. I take this love more seriously, oh. Baby, oh, make you not play me, oh. No when they talk. talk, say you love me, ho. Don't play me.
Public ghost. Kiki. Yeah, oh, lele.
He don't they be like, say me, I dey too talk. Make you no go be like, say I get blocked. But now the other man, you want to go and link up, oh, baby. Finding this world, and it doesn't matter, baby. Got to choose one already.
Right now, right now, right now.
So tell me, make a know now. If you show me, make a know now. If you not show me, yo, make a know now.
Yeah, if you no love me, yo.
Tell me, make a know now. If you show me, make a know now. If you not show me, yo, make a know now.
If you not love me.
Say you love me, oh,
oh. If you don't need me,
yeah, oh, say you need me, oh. Cause I take this love so seriously, oh.
Baby, oh, make you don't
blame me, oh. No, they come say you love me, oh.
Before we go further, tell me now, I wanna know.
They cannot go fall down low,
I wanna know.
They cannot fall down low.
Do you have
me, and you know how to see love me, oh.
I, if you don't need me, oh,
nobody comes to me, oh. I take this love more seriously, oh.
Baby, you're waking up, baby, oh.
Nobody talks, say you love me, oh.
If you don't love me, oh,
nobody talks, say you love me, oh.
If you don't need me, oh,
nobody talks, say you need me, oh.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Welcome back again. Welcome, 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 and thank you for staying with me. So today on appreciation, I hope you've grabbed yours, eh? I hope you've grabbed yours. So you should start learning, no? You should start appreciating your spouse, though. I've already said my own, no? Start appreciating them, and you'll see what happens in the relationship. Just like, you know, as I've said earlier, surprise them. It doesn't have to be gift all the time. It doesn't have to be gifts. No, you can appreciate them with words, like say it out loud in public, you know, let people know that you really appreciate having your spouse with you, and make them feel like, oh, I am so blessed to have my husband or my wife with me. So make them feel special, seriously. Like, actually, magic words that really help as well, and I would state them out for you. There are 5 magic words that helps. That really goes a long way, and some people don't actually count them as something important. These words are please, excuse me, sorry, thank you, and the last one is pardon me. All those magic words, they go a long way in relationship, in marriage, any relationship at all. Those magic words really goes a long way. So we've already stated one today, which is appreciation. So learn to appreciate your wife, learn to appreciate your husband very, very well. Know how to appreciate them as well. And don't forget the question I told you I spit out today. Don't forget the question. So I'll be waiting for your reply on the next show. Just in case, I'll just repeat the question again. What can you do to help ensure your relationship stays strong and happy even through the rough way, even through the hard time? How do you keep your relationship happy and strong? So drop your comment with us on our social media platform at dudespray.com. You can also call us on +12 12 256 9117. For your advert, please click on www.dudespray.com or ajokeade@dudespray.com. And for our sponsors, our supporters, you can also click on on info@dudusprit.com. Thank you so much for staying with me. I'm your love, Dr. Maidon. I love you, and I hope to see you soon next time on the Dudusprit FM, first and only Pan-African radio. I'll see you next time. Gracias.
Anybody way won't fight you. May they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you. I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting more best everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control, you hold me down. You never, never let go. Oh, Munagiso, Munagiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty, and I go running for you. And anybody waves, I be, yeah. Don't be you, call it, I be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to
you.
Anywhere that you go to, you don't need to worry. Anything you want,
sundown to sundown, love me, don't go round down.
Hey, anytime you come to me, baby, I go answer.
Any other brother, baby, you make them run out.
And if you want me coming to you, I go come to.
Are you gonna see me, baby? Don't tease me.
Tell me what you want, baby. Say I'm not in my
heart. Are you, baby? Are you, baby?
If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me, I cannot lay low, yo. Me, I cannot do that.
This is Dudusprit FM, Pan-African Radio.